Hey friends, you're listening to This Quote Changed My Life, a podcast about inspired action. My name is Tracy and I'm the host of the show. Thank you for joining me if you're watching this video on YouTube. Hello. I felt like making a video today, so I am filming as I record this podcast. If you'd like to see what I look like, you're welcome to come find me on YouTube under Make Sunshine or search for This Quote Changed My Life. But I'm really glad that you're here for this. I think it's probably, do I say this a lot, but it's one of the most important quotes that has really gotten me through what I'm going through right now. And I haven't planned this out, so I'm not sure how much I'm going to reveal, especially picture-wise. But if you do see a picture on the video, it's because I'm suddenly a bit braver and I want to share things with you. So if you're a regular listener, you know that I've been going through some rough health things. Nothing crazy, but definitely persistent since I think April now, and it's June. So at least 3 months of this rash that apparently it is eczema, but I don't know whether it is still going on. And it has changed the way I live my life because I'm not sleeping at night. I haven't had a full night's sleep in months, and I'm itchy and it's very irritating. And on top of all those things, living life with a chronic condition is hard, and I know that some of you will relate to that. It's hard. And I really needed a quote that inspired me and made me want to try new things and live my life again, because I think this is going to be a journey for me. I don't think it's going to be a quick fix for me. I think it's going to take time. So this quote that I'm going to share with you right now has really changed my life, and it will continue changing my life for as long as I can hold on to it. And the quote is, "Whatever you're not changing, you're choosing. Whatever you're not changing, you're choosing." And I will say this again, this quote is not for everyone. It's not for every condition, every experience that you're going through right now, but it definitely rang true for me in this particular case, because I felt like I was letting this eczema and my tiredness and my soreness kind of rule my life more and dictate what I was doing more than what I wanted to do. And I decided I've had enough. I've had enough. I can't wait until I'm 100%, because what if I'm never 100%? I hope that I am, but I think that a lot of us are in the same position where we want to wait until we're better or we're perfect or we're feeling good or we're having a good day. And we wait and wait, and suddenly it's 3 months later and you're still waiting. And you might not have an end in sight, but in the meantime, you are losing out on so many wonderful things in your life. And I think that's such a shame. So for me, this quote, "Whatever you're not changing, you're choosing," I decided that I was going to change my mindset and my attitude around what I was going through physically and mentally, because I did not want to choose a life where I was hiding away, where I was staying inside on the couch looking outside at a beautiful day when I could be doing something amazing. And I really credit my sister Haley for getting me out of the house. I haven't not left the house. I think a lot of people are like this. Hadn't been to the city since before COVID lockdown, so at least a couple years, and that made me really sad. But she bought me a ticket to see Moulin Rouge, the musical, in the city for my birthday. And at first, I'm not going to lie, I felt like I could not do it. And I felt so sad. And I was thinking of ways to tell her that I don't think I could do it. I don't trust myself. I don't think I'm going to have a good day. I don't think that's going to be a good weekend for me. And I wanted to pull out. But I decided that whatever I'm not changing, I'm choosing. And am I going to choose another weekend at home, another day at home? Or I could choose to give things a go and trust myself and trust the city and trust people around me to take care of me if I needed them. And I kind of had to dare myself to do this. And I hope this makes sense to you, because I feel like maybe people don't talk about it, but these, sometimes a simple trip into the city, getting on a bus ride, you know, doing something new for the first time or doing something you haven't done in a long time, can be really hard and daunting, especially with COVID and, you know, being so restricted. Being in a theater with thousands of people can seem really scary, and my heart goes out to the people that feel the same way as I do, because it might seem very basic to other people that might be more social than me and you, but for people like us, it's a lot. It's a very overwhelming. So I did have to dare myself to just trust myself that I would get through no matter what happened, whatever happens. And if you're watching this YouTube video, I'm going to roll what happened on the day I actually did it. I did it. So you can watch along my vlog, and I'll probably post it on my Instagram too separately. But I did it. I got on a bus for the first time in, I want to say it's more than 10 years for sure. I don't remember the last time I got on a bus by myself. I used to take a bus all the time, into college, into the city. And it was great. That bus was rickety though, and I had thoughts and I had to write them down and distract myself, but I decided that I was going to look around and enjoy that rickety old bus that was powering me through to the city. And I got off that bus and I was so happy I made it. And I got myself a gluten-free pastry, and that's the first bit of takeaway I've had in also years, which is amazing. And then caught the light rail down to the theater, ate my pastry in front of the theater before I met up with my sister, and I saw an amazing show. Moulin Rouge is amazing. The movie and the musical, like, something about seeing people do live theater, I love. And I cried at the very end. I held it in. And I, you know what? I still had emotions during the show. I had to really bring myself back into seeing what I was seeing and concentrate on their faces and their voices and the sights and the sounds and everything. It was very overwhelming, but I had such a great time. And so I'm really glad that I put in so much work to get to this point, because I don't think it's probably going to work out if I just threw myself into it. I wouldn't know how to deal and cope with all these emotions. And I'm so glad that I trusted myself and trusted the universe to get me through and create this amazing memory for myself and put that into my box of wins, and help me choose a life of fun and of independence and doing things again. That's not to say I'm going to do this every weekend, because it really exhausted me, but I have no regrets and I'm really glad that I chose to do this for myself. And I really hope that there is something that you can choose to for yourself. So what I really want you to take away from this podcast episode is to think about the things where you choose to stay comfortable because it's safe and because you know it. But you can choose a different path where that you could create safe and happy memories, something that you might regret, even if it's nothing, even if it's nothing that you would not regret. Is there something that you're choosing because it's the safe option for you, because it's what you know and what you feel comfortable with? Is there something that you could be doing that would challenge the way that you feel, challenge your anxieties, challenge the way your mind thinks? I think that would be such a benefit for everybody to push themselves a little bit out of their comfort zone and see how they go. And it doesn't mean that you stay out there in the danger zone, but what a wonderful thing it would be if you were out in the danger zone, you realized it and you looked around and saw that it wasn't as dangerous as you thought, and then you can come back to your comfort zone later, right? I think we'll always have our comfort zone. We know our baseline, we know our foundations, but there are times where it's going to be safe for you to try new things. And I think that's something that we should definitely think about as much as possible. I think giving up on your life experiences would be a great shame, big or small, heading into the city or just trying new foods or trying new hobbies or things that make you curious in life. It would be a shame to miss out on, and I've said this before, like, life is too short to live in regret and to live in what if I tried something new and it turned out fantastic, and what if it turned out bad? You tried. I think that would be such a gift to you and to your progress in life to give things a go and see how much you suck at things, because you can always laugh at it and you can always put it in the pile of, oh, well, I gave it a go and I have no regrets. I think with this quote, whatever you're not changing, you're choosing, I want you to remember that your feelings can coexist. Just because you feel a little bit brave today doesn't mean you're not going to feel scared. I think that you can be brave and scared at the same time. You can feel unsure but excited at the same time. And the more that we try to resist feeling the way that we feel, I think the harder it is. For me, having a open and mindful and curious mind has really helped me see that I am more than just being scared. I am more than just being anxious. I'm more than being excited or worried or all those things. I can be all of those things at the same time. Remember what I said? I said, I don't believe in good vibes only. I believe in all vibes at the same time. But we need to get in tune with ourselves and remind ourselves that we are safe no matter what happens. And to really look around and enjoy the things that are in front of us today, because the world is kind of awesome. And for me, being back in the city really was a wake-up call to all the things that I was missing, like a literal physical wake-up call that there's this whole world out there that I've been hiding away from, and I think it's time to get back out. So I'm hoping that I'll do more little trips to the city, and maybe I can show you around, because I know a lot of you guys are not from Australia, so maybe I can show you around Sydney a little bit and show you my Sydney. Things have changed a lot in the city. I used to live in the city before we had kids. We lived there for a few years, and seeing it now and seeing it come back after COVID lockdowns and things, there was so much going on, and I can't wait to see it. So maybe I'll take you along. Let me know in the comments below or on my Instagram if that's something that you're interested in. But thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I did really love this quote, and I really wanted to try and get my point across without crying. But I really believe in this quote. If there's one quote this year so far that I want you to remember, it's this one: whatever you're not changing, you're choosing. Because I always believe that we have the power to change. We have the power to change. We can't wait for other people to change it for us. And maybe things aren't 100%. Maybe things are the way that you thought it would be. But whatever you've got today, that's what you've got to work with. And we can spend our time wishing it was different, or we can spend our time creating a different life for us, a different, fantastic, funny, sometimes cringeworthy, but fun life for yourself. And I really hope you get out and do that. Let me know what you thought about this quote this week. Whatever you're not changing, you're choosing. Come and find me on Instagram at MakeSunshineCo, or on YouTube under MakeSunshine, or This Quote Changed My Life. I am almost ready to release my Creative Arts Therapy courses. There's one on Creative Arts Therapy for anxiety and stress, and there is one for mindful journaling. So if you want to get in on that, let me know. But I can't wait to speak to you soon. See you later. Bye.